Welcome to Life Without Limbs Radio with Nick Vujicic. I'm your co-host, Brian Boyd. Nick, it is a great day.
Oh, it's a wonderful day. You want to know why?
It is National Cranberry Juice Day.
You're so funny. Do you know what? Here's the truth. Yesterday morning, I had a really challenging morning. And you want to know why I'm having an extra good day today?
Why?
Because yesterday will never be repeated.
You know what? Don't you feel like people on social media always have great days? You never see somebody on Facebook saying, man, I really had a really bad day today.
Because no one wants to hear that. It's like
when you feel like people have to always put on a face when they're on.
It's true. It's true. Or you only hear the good part of their life. But, you know, it's sad that way. You know, that's the losing of touch of reality. And I think friendship's very important for that. And we talked about friends in another podcast. But today, going through the ups and downs of life, the good and bad days, one of the things that we want to talk about here on this Life Without Limbs Radio, co-hosted by my beautiful friend, Brian Boyd. Thank you, Brian, for co-hosting.
I didn't know I was beautiful, but my wife thanks you for that.
You're welcome. But look, the importance of reading and studying. Brian, would you say that you're a reader at all?
You know, boy, I love reading. And you know, I think most of the people who listen will have a similar excuse like I do, is finding the time. I have a stack of books on my nightstand that are incredible books by incredible authors. And being in this industry, I get books mailed to me all the time, and they're phenomenal ones. So I have to admit, I'm not as great at that as possible. I do read a lot of blogs. I'm a heavy consumer of blogs, and that's where I get most of my intake. I am reading a great book about, it's called The Tribe of Mentors by Tim Ferriss, and he's interviewed business people around the world and getting their tips of what they've done in business. And I think that's fascinating. Of course, there's a guy named Nick something who wrote a book recently that's decent. Maybe you've heard of him. I don't know.
I love you so much, bro. Look, for me, I also get some books in the mail, and most of them I don't really read, but I am reading right now Roma Downey's Box of Butterflies, is her basically her biography in many essence levels. But I love the green books, the dangerous book. We've got Steve and Jackie Green, the founders of the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. Great, great book. Amazing story. And one of the easier reads for me that I've actually read now for the third time is called The Prayer of Jabez. I actually have not been a reader typically most of my life. I just started probably 6 or 7 months ago. To actually start reading again. It's just a way that keeps me fresh, helps me to step out of my bubble a little bit and be challenged, learning knowledge and be inspired.
So Nick, people are listening right now and saying, okay, I get that, but Nick, how do you read? How do you read a book? Are you getting electronic versions? Are you doing audiobooks? What is that like for Nick Vujicic?
You know what? What's really cool about the little foot that God's given me is I'm actually able to open a book, no problem. The problem is I can't bring the book closer to my face. And so I've also got a little bit of astigmatism where one of my eyes can't focus. So far so good. I'm actually probably needing some new glasses that don't slip down my nose when I put my face down. So, but yeah, I'm so glad that I'm back into this. I get in front of my fireplace. We got some eucalyptus wood, and it is beautiful just to hear the fire crackle, take time out, have some time alone. And even if it's only 15 or 20 minutes, it's just wonderful. And of course, I meditate on scripture, but seeing what other people have learned along their life is so important.
It's true. Listen, if we part of what I'd like to learn is from our listeners what you listen to. Don't forget, you can give Nick a call at 805-380-NICK and leave a message and tell us what books you're listening, your books you're reading or listening to. And, I know audiobooks are very, very popular. People commute and they listen to books that way. So you can give us a call there. What about for fun? I think our people may be saying, okay, Nick, I think the proper answer is to say, I read the Bible every day and I read, you know, self-study books every day, but once in a while there's that guilty pleasure. I want to read a thriller or something. Is that okay to do?
I mean, of course. I mean, I would never do that just because I'm not a reader. If I'm reading, it's for a different reason. So that's not my way of entertainment, but it's great to have entertainment. Each to their own kind of deal as far as what kind of stuff you read. Well, obviously, we want to make sure that we don't poison our minds. We are more influenced by what we read and hear and watch than we ever imagine. It's weird. I'm on a plane and I'm watching a movie of violence and you know some corrupt police on the movie, and for no reason my brain for a split second looks at that policeman as I'm coming off, and I'm reflecting on the film and it's got nothing to do with reality. So we got to be careful with what we feed our mind. But for me, I love movies and stuff. But look, let me tell you the two things I want to talk about here in praying and reading. Reading and studying, sorry. I was actually in front of the president of Macedonia. I don't know if he's still president, but he came to me and said, you know, you Christians need to start reading. You know, you're all in a bubble. You need to start reading other things other than what you've always read. He's meaning the Bible. And he said, you need to read this and that and that and that and that. And he's gone on for like 30 minutes about how us Christians don't really understand how the world works and how he prays to trees and all these kinds of deals. And I said, look, that's all well and good. But quite frankly, in front of 650 sex slaves at 16 years old who were sold sometimes even by their mother at age 10 for $700, all that stuff that he just said, that's just knowledge and philosophy, don't actually apply to the redemption and assurance of salvation and even the ability to forgive themselves and forgive the people who enslaved them to a point of real transformation. And seeing now those slick slaves go and find Jesus, find a job, rescue slaves, and wash the feet of the master that used to abuse them. Now that's redemption. You don't get that in just knowledge and philosophies. And the beautiful thing about today's people's stories today and testimonies is the beauty in that you don't have to be an evangelist or on stage or a musician or hosting or co-hosting a radio podcast for your story to be known. That's the beauty of knowing that each story that we have is written by God, penned by God. We don't want to get into the questions and philosophies and doctrine. Why would a loving God let us go through bad things? But hear me out. The Bible consists of, I would say, the majority stories. How God gave us the Bible is really through the Holy Spirit of people's lives as they trusted in God through difficult circumstances. As a speaker, I have to say that hope, 80% of hope, is instilled by a story. When we hear the word of God, we get the supernatural gift of faith. As we hear the word of God, we have faith. As I hear how Brian Boyd and his story of finding faith in God and the difficult circumstances that he went through and how God came through faithful, it inspires me. In fact, I could say that if Brian wrote down his story, it could be just as powerful, really, as any of the powerful stories in the Bible of God's faithfulness. We are living out God's will through God's power in his wisdom and our daily life. He is the author and perfecter of our faith. And our own story, maybe we're not just talking about reading and studying a book. Maybe some of you have to write a book. Maybe some of you have to sit down and write out your testimony. You know, another podcast, we talked about my dad who just died of cancer. You know, I wish he actually wrote down his whole story and his testimony and the day that he gave his life to Jesus and the day that he got baptized and how he felt for not just his grandkids, but his great, great, great grandchildren. And the ability with technology, I mean, we could actually do this virtual reality. Imagine sitting down with your great, 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 great grandfather and you're sitting face to face and he's telling you his testimony. Like, that's incredible. And so I really want people to know that when you get a book, it's someone's story that is just as powerful, I would say, that if it's obviously true and authentic and true by the power of the Holy Spirit, that it can inspire you to walk in faith in relevant today's stories that are applicable for you today.
That's great. I think carving out time each day to spend reading and studying is critical. You know, Nick, you get home in the day from work and you're stressed out and you eat and it's already dark, and especially in the winter time here in North America. How do you find time to do it? Seriously.
Look, I'm not disciplined in that, but I'm very mindful of it. So one thing that I prioritize is my date with my wife every week, and that's in the calendar. Time with my kids, that's in the calendar. If it's not in the calendar, it doesn't happen. I actually wake up at the same time as my boys, but my family is not really up and running until 9:30. So every morning I have that time kind of between 8:30 and 9:30. Now, most week mornings I am working on the phone. I do a lot of phone calls. I do a lot of emails. However, it's so refreshing that at least once a week I listen to very loud music. For about an hour, not in the mornings, but that's what I do. That's actually one of the great, great ways that I release any stress and have my meditation
that's
time.
Awesome. Yeah, I did not know that. Wow.
Yep, I have speakers bigger than me, and we actually are up on a tiny hillside that I can actually never disturb the neighbors. So that's something that I do that's therapeutic for me, and then the book while I'm either outside. I actually have probably on average at least one fire outside a week, and that's my time, and I need to carve that out for me to be the best husband I can be, to be the best father I can be, with all the stresses and an amazing quantity of plates that are spinning around me. I need that time.
Well, I challenge myself, and I challenge our listeners. You know, I think I'll look down and say, man, I just spent 15 minutes on Instagram, absolutely doing nothing for myself. I got no positive input in my body at all from that 15 minutes, where I could be reading either the scripture or a business blog or one of the books you recommended at the beginning of the podcast. And so I know we can all find that time to do that research.
And it's not finding time. It's also asking God, help me do it. I know it sounds crazy. I can't even find, you know, that sounds silly, especially for those who don't believe in God. Like, how can a Christian say, well, I need help to find something in my schedule? No, seriously, there is a God that loves us, that wants us to have a balanced life. And it's not just a lack of motivation sometimes to do something that God wants you to do. I mean, look at how difficult it is to pick up a Bible. There is an army of people called the principalities and powers of darkness who don't want you to pick up scripture, who don't want you to have a balanced life. You have an enemy. It's not just a choice and a lifestyle. There is opposition that's real, and we need that prayer to help us.
Well, I think what we'll do is we'll put up some recommended reading material in the show notes and the books that Nick mentioned at the beginning and a couple that I know, and we'll put them in the show notes. And everybody, you can get that information at lwlradio.com. And don't forget to give us a call, 805-380-NICK. Nick, before we close, you want to just let's just pray for our listeners real quick.
Yeah, if anybody needs to talk to somebody, please also email support@lifewithoutlimbs.org. That number that Brian gave, you can leave a voicemail in how this podcast is helping you out. But yeah, 40 Days of Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren. That's a great starter for anybody who does not believe in God. a believer that maybe just in some upliftment. Fresh Wind, Fresh Fire by Jim Cimbala. Wonderful book. And then Run Baby Run by Nikki Cruz.
Classic.
Amazing classic. That gives me courage when I'm out and remembering, you know, how people tried to put a gun to his head and shoot it. And it wouldn't work, and then they reload and they point in the air and it shoots a bullet, and then they put it against his head again and it doesn't work. And that gangster who wanted Nikki Cruz dead said, "Now I know that your God is real." So that kind of stuff, and those stories you never forget. So I'd love to pray for everyone. Lord Jesus, we come before you and we thank you so much for today. We thank you that today will never be repeated. Thus, God, the things that you want to give us today, we ask that you would help us to know what that is. Father, give us faith and give us words in how to pray and how to ponder on philosophies that we have of life. Father, we thank you for each listener. We pray, God, that you would bless us and help us to know the truth of hope, faith, and the joy that we can have. We pray, God, that you would move in our hearts. If anybody needs to write down their testimony, if anybody needs to pick up a new book, lead us to doing so. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Nick. Hey, thank you for listening to Life Without Limbs Radio today with Nick and me, Brian. Give us a call, 805-380-NICK. And if you want to email us, that email address is support@lifewithoutlimbs.org. Look forward from hearing you. For what am I trying to say, Nick?
Look forward to hearing from you.
Thanks, Nick. We do.
Got it. No problem. All right. We do.
We do. We'll see you on the next podcast.
Love you. Bye.